So you've been really at the forefront of Levy Law in Brussels. We really want to look at big cities that play a role in the world. There's always some things that matter. A good transportation system, whether it's the tram system, whatever, like good integrated. And Velo, like a bike share system, is always something that is important. When you look at city bikes in New York, when you look at Philippe in Paris, I mean, I think Philippe had 40 million rides last year. So that only shows how significant having a good bike share is to a major city. I think if you want to create a major city, you really need to figure out the whole transportation system, including bike share system. So this article is from 2019, and it mentioned the opposition from some Brussels communes regarding the deal for new electric bikes. Can you provide an update on these concerns? Were they addressed, and whether the opposition was resolved satisfactorily?
Well, we did the introduction. It was in at the end of the former period when I was responsible for mobility, but now it's someone else who's responsible. And the whole thing is that, as I understand it, that the way that it is deployed is not that fantastic. And but at the time, it's was more about the publicity, that was linked to it, because when the Velo system was introduced, it's a long, long time ago, right? It was introduced in 2009. At the time, the only way to pay it was through the publicity contract, and there was no money. Nobody was ready to pay money for it. So, like many other cities, like Lyon, like Marseille, I think Paris, it was a combination of publicity, and then of course in some communes, they who are anti-publicity, especially from the Green Party, they opposed not the fact that there were electric bikes, but the fact that it was paid by publicity, more publicity. But that was the only way to proceed. And at the same time, they were not willing to put money in it. So yeah. But the Velo contract is going to stop in 2026, if I'm not wrong, in 3 years. Yeah, I think it was a system, a child of its time, and today we should no longer finance a bike sharing system with publicity. I think that's gone. That was something of another era. Times have changed, so you have to adapt.
Yeah, you made a great point when you mentioned that the communes weren't very keen on investing in it or spending money, because I'm also in bike share. I have my own bike share company, so I work with cities, and it's true, they all want to have a good bike share system. But then when you talk about the price, they want to have it for free, or they want to, have a very low price. But obviously, of course, you cannot provide a good service if it's free, right? Because you need to pay people, you need to have a good quality. So I feel like that is sometimes where there's a miscommunication between how cities see a good service and how, operators like the Velo, they obviously want to provide a good service, they want to have a good reputation. But they need to have enough funding to actually achieve that, right? What is your opinion on this from the perspective of being a politician and having worked with operators from the other side? How do you see
Well, I
them?
said it. I think I said it earlier. I think that on a bike sharing system, free floating, you need to include it in the public transport, and so that means that it's partly paid by the user and partly paid by the government by through general taxes. I think that's the best thing, and then you should also allow private companies to operate. You need some competition to get the price is low. So it's a combination of market and government subsidized offer that you have to bring. But it's important when you have a bike sharing system that it's over the whole territory of the city, that it is affordable to everybody, and you should see it on as a complement on public transport. I think that's the best way to go in the future.
In 2018, as the mobility minister, you reached an agreement with JCDecaux, who was operating or who is still operating a Velo, regarding the introduction of electric bikes. However, the introduction of bikes from Velo wasn't as smooth Could you provide some insights, if possible, regarding this? Because I remember there were some issues with the batteries early on, or they haven't been able to kind of like introduce electric bikes the way the free-floating operators have done. Can you provide some more insight of this on this? I believe.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. It's true that we did the agreement, but the most execution of it had to be done by no longer me, because that changed to urbanism and no longer mobility. And yeah, there were issues with the battery. I know that. But why it took so long, why there was no action taken, that's something I cannot comment on. You have to ask it to Elke van den Brand, who is responsible for that. And I hope she can give you the answers on that. But unfortunately, I don't have the details on that.
When you look at Velo, last question about Velo, because I think as a student, every student had a Velo student pass, and basically Velo has the best parking spaces around Brussels. You know, you have at the Brocaire, then you have Up Top, and you have almost close to each bar. You have a Velo station, so it was for students. It's amazing and it's cheap. It's a great way to move around in Brussels. Velo has had an amazing added value. But what do you think when they introduce the new Velo contract in 2026 or even before? What do you think the added value of Velo will be, taking into account the shared operators, like the free floating?
Yeah,
I
I
guess
think
the free
it's
floating are a bit more expensive, but.
depends. If you put it, as I said earlier, when you include it in the public transport offer, that means that it is operated by a private operator, but it's part of the public transport system. And then you finance it as a government with a subsidy, because then you give a kind of working subsidy. Then it remains affordable, and you could make agreements that you say for students. You know, they already pay very nearly anything for a public transport as a subscription. So yeah, so it would be the same system. I think I got your point that it needs to be affordable for everybody, particularly students. But that should be one of the conditions in the new tender that has to be launched. There is a new tender, and it's true that the station-based Velo stations are well situated in the center, but even when it's free floating, you can keep these station places for the free floating bikes. So it's not something particular problematic in the new tender. It's just a question of organization.
City of Brussels recently launched a mass app, so mobility as a service called Floya.
Well, I downloaded it and checked it. I thought it was a little bit too complicated to download and all the things you have to put in it. But anyway, I didn't really use it because I have my public transport subscription already. I have my own bike. I have this. I use free floating bikes too once in a while. So yeah, I don't need it actually. And when I want to move, I take Google Maps. So it's pretty easy to find things.
Okay, well, we just arrived on the third part of this great interview with you. Let's talk about reflection and your.